Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings of Bix tunes recorded before Bix recorded them. And for the modern musicians, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the CD entitled Thank You Bix, a tribute of jazz musicians from Holland to the genius of Bix. Okay, let's get started with the music. Bix recorded with Frank Trombauer and his orchestra Clarinet Marmalade on February 4th, 1927. That was the seminal recording session that brought us the immortal Singing the Blues. Before Trombauer and his orchestra recorded Clarinet Marmalade, there were several recordings of that tune, and I would like to play the recording of Clarinet Marmalade from the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. They recorded that tune on July 17, 1923. The members of the band there were Paul Maris on cornet, George Brunis on trombone, Leon Rapolo on clarinet, Jack Pettis on C melody sax, Glenn Scoville on alto sax or tenor sax, Don Murray on clarinet or tenor sax, Jelly Roll Morton on piano, Bob Gillette on banjo. Of course, we recognized the name of Bob Gillette as the banjo player for the Wolverines. We also, of course, recognize Don Murray as one of Bix's best friends. Okay, let's continue with the roster of musicians here. Chink Martins on brass bass, Ben Polak on drums. So here is then a recording of Clarinet Marmalade before Bix's recording. This is then the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1923.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a great solo by Leon Ropolo? We had a discussion of how the name of this great clarinetist is pronounced. The people who know Italian tell us that it should be pronounced with the accent on the first syllable, so it's Ropolo. Ordinarily or commonly people pronounce it, I believe, Ropolo, but that's not correct. There was also one other aspect in this recording that I would like to point out, and that's towards the end there is this sustained note by Leon Ropolo. I believe that Bix does something similar in his recording with the Trumbauer of the tune Clarinet Marmalade. Okay, let's continue then with the theme of recordings of Bix tunes before Bix recorded them, and I would like to turn now to The Man I Love. Paul Whiteman recorded that tune on May 16, 1928 with Bix in the band. It was recorded a few months earlier by Marion Harris. That was December 8, 1927. She's accompanied by violin, guitar and piano, but the musicians are not identified by name. This is a tune, of course, from Ira and George Gershwin from the musical Strike Up the Band. The record that I'm going to play is from one of the great magnificent CDs put out by Archaeophone Records. This one is Archaeophone 5001. All these CDs are excellent in sound quality as well as in the documentation and the amount of information the liners. I strongly recommend such CDs. So let's listen then to The Man I Love, a tune that Marion Harris recorded before Bix in 1927.
I dream a little dream, and of what Prince Charming is a thrill that he calls me. Although I realize well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes. We both won't make a world. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good old day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
Very nice recording, a very beautiful voice. And let's continue with the theme of recordings of Bix's tunes before Bix recorded them. I want to turn to Mississippi Mud. This is a tune by Harry Barris, one of the rhythm boys. Bix recorded this tune twice, once on January 20, 1928 with the Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, and then a month later on February 18th, 1928 with Paul Quitman and his orchestra. The recording that I want to play is from earlier than that, of course. It's from December of 1927, the Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra with Bill Carlson on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, and directing, Deep Hap and Alec Alexander on trumpet, all Turner on trombone, Paul Peregrine and Harry Bortner on clarinet, alto sax, or tenor sax, Lee Simmons on piano, Ralph West on banjo, Chet Harding on brass bass, Harry Pierce on drums, and one of the Reedman doubles on baritone saxophone here. So let's listen then to Mississippi Mud by Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra in 1927. Thank you. must admit that was not a great recording. Before I continue with the theme of today's program, I would like to play the record of the week. Occasionally I do this. This is a recording that is, for me, the great recording in the last few days. I keep on hearing it in my mind. And the one that I want to bring out today is No One Can Take Your Place. This was recorded by Frank Trombauer and his orchestra on April 30th, 1929. This is the last recording session of Bix with the Frankie Trombauer Orchestra. There were two tunes recorded on that day, No One Can Take Your Place and I Like That. I'm going to play No One Can Take Your Take. The musicians there are Bix Beiderbecke and Andy Sechrist on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Itzi Friedman on clarinet or tenor sax, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Charles Strickfaden on alto sax, Min Lee Brook on bass saxophone, Lenny Hayton on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Stan King on drums, and Misha Russell, Kurt Dieterle, and Matty Malnek on violin. This is a tune by Gilbert Malnek and Signorelli, arranged by Malnek. It is a very beautiful tune, And I like very much Bix's muted cornet in there. All right, let's continue then with the theme of recordings of Bix tunes before Bix recorded them. I would like to play Futuristic Rhythm. Bix recorded the Futuristic Rhythm with Frank Trombauer and his orchestra on March 8, 1929, and we just listened to an alternate take. The take that was mastered and released was take B, but some time ago take A was discovered, and Mike Kiefer of Origin Jazz Library, the folks that put out Bix Restored, made a copy of what he's doing and let me play it at the Bix 100 cruise that we had last week. Well, before Trombauer recorded Futuristic Rhythm, Ben Pollack and his orchestra and his Park Central Orchestra recorded it. That was December 24, 1928, with Ben Pollack directing, Jimmy McPartland and Al Harris on cornet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet or alto sax, Gil Rodin on alto sax, Larry Binion on clarinet, tenor sax, Al Beller and Ed Bergman on violin, Bill Schumann on violoncello, Vic Bridis on piano, Dick Morgan on guitar, Harry Goodman on brass bass, Ray Bauduc on drums, and the vocal is by Ben Pollack himself. This is a test recording, not issued. It comes from another great label, that's Jazz Oracle. Again, these are great CDs in which both the music is very well restored, and the liners, the little booklets that come inside the CD boxes, are excellent, with a tremendous amount of information and photographs. So let's listen then to the version of Futuristic Rhythm by Ben Pollack and his Park Central Orchestra in 1928.
Thank you.
good arrangement, very nice solo by Benny Goodman towards the end there. Okay, let's continue now with the theme of Bix recordings, Bix tunes recorded before Bix did. Paul Wildman with Bix and a small contingent of the jazz musicians recorded the San on January 12, 1928. Years before that, in 1922, specifically March 10, 1922, Hosco Hare's Orchestra of Chicago recorded the tune with identification of the musicians, just the instruments there. There is violin, trombone, trumpet, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, piano, brass, bass, and drums. Hosco Hare is the director and plays the violin. That's the only name that we know. So let's listen then to Hosco Hare's Orchestra of Chicago in 1922 playing San. Guys swing pretty well for our recording of 1922. And the other thing that I noticed is that a couple of sections in this recording are extremely similar to the trombone mouth solo that George Brunis plays in Lazy Daddy. I should say the other way around, because Lazy Daddy was recorded in 1924, and this is 1922. So George Brunis plays a trombone mouthpiece solo in Lazy Daddy that is extremely reminiscent of a couple of sections here in the recording of San by Huskies O'Hare's Chicago band. I think I'm going to write this up in the forum and see if other people agree with me or not. Okay, let's continue with the recordings of Bix's tunes that were recorded before Bix did. And the one that I want to bring out now is Washboard Blues. Washboard Blues is the first recording that Bix made with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. This was on November 18, 1927. Now, the recording that I want to play now is from May 19th, 1925. It's a recording by Hitch's Happy Harmonists with Curtis Hitch, director and piano, Fred Rollison on cornet, Harry Wright on clarinet, Maurice May on tenor sax, Arnold Habby on banjo, Haskell Simpson on brass bass, and Earl McDowell on drums. Washboard Blues is a composition by Hoagy Carmichael, and Hoagy Carmichael, in fact, played piano and took the vocal in the Paul Whiteman recording of 1927. This one doesn't have a vocal, I think. And Hoagy Carmichael is included in this recording, in addition to all the musicians that I mentioned before. He's on piano. So let's listen then to Washboard Blues by Hitch's Happy Harmonists in 1925. It's a very interesting composition. I like Hoagy Carmichael as a composer. He was unique. His Stardust is fantastic, but perhaps my favorite of all of his compositions, at least the ones that I know, is Georgia on My Mind. Now, did you notice in this recording that Hoagy Carmichael plays basically the same piano that he plays in the recording a few years later with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Okay, let's continue with the theme of today's program. Bix with Frank Trombauer and his orchestra recorded A Good Man Is Hard to Find on October 25th, 1927. Just a few weeks before, well, basically a couple, five weeks before, the Redheads recorded the same tune, A Good Man Is Hard to Find. The Redheads in this particular recording consists of Red Nichols on cornet, Biff Maul on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Arthur Schott on piano, and Vic Burton on drums. It is interesting that in the recording of A Good Man Is Hard to Find a few weeks later by Frank Trombauer and his orchestra, Pee Wee Russell is also present there. But that's a bigger band. Anyway, let's listen to A Good Man Is Hard to Find, Redheads, 1927. That is excellent. I love that sound of the few musicians, chamber jazz type style. And Miff Maul, of course, is great. Vic Burton, what a drummer that was. Okay, let's come to the last recording in the theme of recordings that Bix did, but before Bix recorded them. And the last one that I want to play is Tiger Rag. Now, Tiger Rag was recorded by the Wolverines. This was a private recording that they made. The recording was not issued until the mid-30s. This is from June 20, 1924, Bix with the Wolverines. Of course, Tiger Rag had been recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band many years earlier, and that recording was the one that Bix listened to and learned to play cornet by slowing down the turntable and listening carefully for every note. Now, the original Dixieland Jazz Band has another recording of Tiger Rag later, but still before the one by the Wolverines. This is from April 20th, 1923. It's Nick LaRocca on cornet, Eddie Edwards on trombone, Artie Seberg on clarinet, Don Parker on soprano saxophone, Henry Vanicelli on piano, and Tony Barbaro on drums. Again, this is the correct pronunciation, I understand. I often say Barbaro, but Vignero, one of the contributors to the forum, tells me that it is Barbaro. Okay, so let's listen then to original Dixieland Jazz Band, Tiger Rag, 1923. It's remarkable how jazz and the original Dixieland Jazz Band evolved in just a few years. Okay, that then brings us to an end to the program on recordings that Dix made as recorded previously by other bands. Now I want to turn to the modern musicians, and this is from a CD that Hans Eckhoff kindly sent to me, and I'd like to play a couple of tracks. First, I'll play There Ain't No Land Like Dixieland. This is the Bix Beiderbecke Fabulous Orchestra with Ed Houtman on cornet and vocal, Victor Brunsgist on trombone, Ronald Jansen Helsmeyer on alto sax and clarinet, Ton van Bergelik on guitar or banjo, Florje Schmelzusen on alto sax, Robert Veen on bass sax, Guido Nielsen on piano, and Louis Debige on drums. I'm sorry, I really must have murdered those names, but there's so many vowels, so many consonants together, I'm not sure what to do with them. The tune is, let's see, There's a Cradle in Caroline. And then I'll follow that with another track from that CD. This is In the Dark by the Bo Honks Saxophone Sextet. The musicians in this group are Ronald Jansen Heitschmager on clarinet, saxes, he's also the arranger, Frank Timp on clarinet and saxes, Robert Veen, clarinet, saxes, arranger, Sebastian Ohm, that I can pronounce, I know electricity, clarinet, saxes, Allard Buvalda on clarinet and saxes, Leo van Ustrom on clarinet and saxes, Hans Bosch on clarinet and saxes, David Quecksilber on clarinet and saxes, and Michel van Dijk on clarinet and saxes. That was recorded on May 31st, 1998. The previous title, There in No Land Like Dixieland, was recorded on June 10, 2003. So let's listen then to the CD Thank You Bix, two tracks, a tribute to Bix Beiderbecke in his 100th birthday by a number of very talented Dutch bands and musicians. Thank you. beautiful sound, all these saxophone playing together. And it is remarkable that these Dutch musicians, how much they understand and reproduce the sound and the spirit of the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.